an exposed part, which are the leaves and the branches, right? These two, they are proportional to each other and connected. If there is a problem in the root, you could see it in the leaves. So this is how I'm looking at the people, the root of their culture, of their knowledge is important, yes?
Since through love grew the wings that soars to heaven, how should it not grow in the heart of the Sagrit Jahan?
Do you remember that in this fellow, who is not the best of all, and who is out of Bukhara for a decade, in his heart, that passion started to glow. Then you could imagine what will happen in Satra Jahan. You know what Satra Jahan means? The top of existence. That's what that word is. That king is not the king. The top is the chest, the highest level of existence. Yes?
Forgiveness of the sin was surging in his heart. For as much as there is a window from each heart to every other heart.
I told you this, that this is something that you could never forget. When we were talking about the heart, we were talking about connection. So, in the heart of a believer, there is a part of the heart, because it's connected to that. With that connection, we understand what the belief is. The other part has a role to play in it, because the hearts are connected, yes?
For assuredly, there is a window from heart to heart. They are not separate and far from each other like two bodies.
Repetition and explanation. Why? Because this is one of the most important advice he's giving us. That remember, the hearts are connected. So, he repeated that from the heart to a heart, with no doubt there is a window, because they are not really separated when they are in two persons. And I know you cannot understand it. Therefore, yes?
The earthenware basins of two lamps are not joined, but their light is mingled in its passage.
Is this okay? You want to understand what I'm talking about? Look at these lamps. Each individually has a light, right? But look in the room. What's happening? The light merges and is one light. Because there is no division between the light of this one and the other one. That's what enlightenment is all about. Is connecting everyone to each other. Yes?
No lover, in sooth, is seeking union without his loved ones seeking him.
Remember we talked about the water? Do you remember the thirsty fellow on the wall? Here you hear it again, but in a very strong version. He will say it here in a way that you can never forget it. It is in the next page. It is started like this. The lover wants to connect only because the beloved wants that connection. It happens like that. I'm trying to convince you to go towards Ham, because I believe the Ham is calling all of us. That attraction, I don't know, I feel it, because I'm there, yes.
But the love of lovers makes the body thin as a bowstring, while the love of loved ones makes it comely and fat.
There are two different functions of love. First one is towards the lover, which is pain, hardship, giving up everything. The other one is towards the beloved, which is fantastic. That's what the difference is, yes?
When the lightning of love for the beloved has shot into this heart, know that there is love in that heart. when love for God has been doubled in thy heart, without any doubt, God has love for you.
Yeah. Suddenly, he was talking about everyone who is doing this. You, I'm talking about you. If in your heart the love of Habakkuk is increasing, means his attention towards you is increasing. How?
No sound of clapping comes forth from one hand of thine without the other hand.
Ah, how do you make the noise? And how do you knock the door in Rumi's time? Oh, you haven't seen him. It's a hand. You call it handle. It's a hand. And you shoot, tuck, 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 you knock it. Okay? Here, he has all those in the picture, and he will say, remember, if there is no hand on the door, you cannot even make the noise. Apparently, it looks like I am doing it, but in reality I know that he is doing it. Why? Here. Yeah.
The thirsty man is moaning, oh, delicious water. The water moans too, saying, where is the water drinker? This thirst in our souls is the attraction exerted by the water. We are its. And it is ours.
Aha! This is what it is. First, the first verse is, okay, the thirsty will say, oh, where is the lovely water? The water will say, where is that thirsty fellow? Because if there is no thirsty, what's the use of me? Okay? In the second one, he will enforce it to say that, you know what? Thirst is the attraction of the water towards the thirsty fellow. Why? Because we belong to it and it belongs to us. That's what it is. I'm talking about Hap. What is Hap? You tell me, what is Hap?
Truth.
Remember? What is all that? Where was all this stuff? Was it here 2 million years ago? None. 2 million years ago, could you think about right, expectancy, retribution, true, truth, just, justice, real, God? None of this exists. This is the essence of humanity. This is where it's coming from, right? Humanity depends on Hap, and Hap depends on humanity. If there is no humanity, Hap is hidden. Nobody will see it. So it's like it's not there. How? Yes?
The wisdom of God in destiny and in decree made us lovers of one another.
Aha. Uh-huh. New translation. There are two words over there which are not, cannot be translated that simple. First is qaza, the second is qadar. Qaza is the word that I talked about it at the first session, because over there he talks about it. Qaza in Arabic mainly means consequence. Okay? But normally we talk about qaza as a hidden plan in the universe to influence the stuff and the things like this. Qadar means quantity. And he talked about it right at the beginning of book 2. He said, you know what? In the universe, whatever it is should have a size. Like the ring on the nose of the camel, it's too small, the camel doesn't move. It's too big, the camel cannot move. Whatever there is, you want to make a brick, there is a proportion of water and the dirt. Water is too much. This will not be a clay. What is less, it doesn't work really. Everything in existence has a limit. Do you remember the rest? Accept. Accept what God will give to the lovers. That has no limit, has no dimension. It's not quantity, it's a quality. Right? Here, he will repeat that. He will say, the wisdom of Hap in consequence and in dimensions and proportions made us love each other. Means what? We shouldn't love each other. We should compete with each other, right? We should try to dominate each other. What made us different? The consequence of this wisdom and the non-proportionality of this wisdom. Because if it was proportional to us, oh, majority of us are the animals. So it would be filthy. No, it's 100% pure. Even not now, even 5,000 years ago, when the human being is not really civilized, the enlightened people are as good as Dalai Lama today. There is no difference. We cannot say that, oh, I know someone who loves the beloved more than Romeo or Juliet, could we? No. When we say somebody is in love, is the same. Because, do you remember we talked about it? Could you be 95% in love? It's stupid. You're in love or not? When we talk about the vision, you're blind or your eyes are open. There is no little bit like that and stuff. Either you're enlightened or not. Here he will say, let's not forget the role of Hab in here. We are talking about we trying to enrich ourselves. But we shouldn't forget that all we do is just the side effect of the existence of Hab. We don't take even all together, we are not going to take credit for enlightenment. Enlightenment is something that is given to us. It's like inspiration. Could we talk about inspiration? Look at us, now we are 7 billion, right? If it was proportional like that, now we should have at least 2,000 Mozarts. Because in time of Mozart, there was only a few million of the people, right? So, what's happening? Look around you. There is not only one even. Why? We are most advanced in technology that no music maker, no composer should go through the pain of writing this down and going to appear. Ding, 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 ding. There is no this. He will sit down, he will sit. Now he will do this, and the orchestra is playing over there with the computer, isn't it? In a single moment, the guy could listen to the symphony. Where is Mozart? Huh? Where is he? Do we have? No. That happened once. This is what we are talking about. It's not proportional to our quantities. That quality is the quality. Period. So, let me repeat these three verses which are very important. Please remember it. First, if the thirsty is crying and looking for the water is looking for the thirsty fellow. Second, the thirst in our human being made us love each other because we belong to that and that belongs to us. You cannot separate that emotion and humanity.